Hannibal Lokumbe is in his third and final season as composer in residence with the Philadelphia Orchestra. He's working on a new piece, which will premiere next season. To get ideas for his work, he visits prisons. WHYY's Peter Crimmins followed Lokumbe into the Philadelphia Detention Center.
As Hannibal Lokumbe enters the Philadelphia Detention Center in the Northeast, he's already listening for inspiration. He identifies the bars that close behind him as D-flat major, a pitch he may use in his composition. He also likes the sound of the heating ducts that are blowing in the prison's gymnasium.
That sound, that's very important because it authenticates where you are.
Lokumbe has his new composition on his mind right now, but he's been visiting prisons since 1974. Lokumbe is 69 years old. He grew up in Texas, still lives there. He's black. And he says by the time he was 25 years old, he had been detained by police wrongly 25 times.
I want to remind the people that are in this prison that they're still human beings and that many of them are here for the reason merely that they didn't have $700-$800 to hire a good lawyer. So how could I, as a human being, turn my back on people? In many cases, I could be among them.
He shares with them the things that he's working on, like a poem he plans to use in his new composition, written on long sheets of tissue paper.
When you sing, my Lord, there is no weeping in the land. The fields are golden with wheat. Mother's breasts are filled with milk.
And he plays some music he's been thinking about. Lokumbe distributes notebooks and pencils to each of the dozen inmates he meets with. He tells them to write down four principles he hopes they will take to heart. Renounce violence, acknowledge the presence of the divine, keep a journal.
And the fourth one, brothers, I promise it'll change your life, is to fall in love with forgiveness. That's the fourth principle, to fall in love with forgiveness.
When he comes back the following day, he hopes the men will share with him something they have written down. For a prisoner like Antoine Reeves, meeting Lokumbe brought about an epiphany.
I had a hard time with forgiving people. And ever since he just laid those words on me, fall in love with forgiveness, I've been able to do it more. As I've been hurt, I've done some wrong to people. And I'm able to, you know, to forgive them, and I want people to be able to forgive me so we can move forward.
Reeves is here in the Philadelphia Detention Center awaiting trial, and he says it's not the first time he's been in jail, but he hopes to be out next season in time to hear the Philadelphia Orchestra premiere Lokumbe's new composition at the Kimmel Center.
I want to go, you know, so, and then I kind of look forward to, you know, maybe I can learn more about the orchestra, because right now I'm a fan of Mr. Lokumbe's, you know, and I know eventually I'll become a fan of the orchestra also.
I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.